Mrs. Lovett came down here and stopped in. They had just painted the wagon yellow. They just painted the wagon. It was quite common back in those days, and people paint up their cars nowadays. And she drove in the yard with her husband, the boy, and they used to tell about dooryard calls then. You drive in and stop, and people come out and you visit with them in the yard before they didn't even bother to get out of the buggy. Well, it seems that Mrs. Lovett came down anyway. My grandmother came out and says, "Oh, you got the yellow painted hack." Well, I could see right off that something had gone wrong in their relationship. At the time, I didn't know what it was, but there was a relation between the poem that she got into with the yellow painted hack. She was some upset. My grandmother came back into the house kind of chuckling to herself. I couldn't really see the importance of the whole thing. But that's...
So the story about the hack, though, was that it was involved in...
In the school and, well, other things in town. And things going on in the church, too. The minister they referred to as the old sponge. But there is a copy of that somewhere.
Well, look, I will. In fact, I will spend some time in the library. Does the library have, do you know what the hours are there? Is it open most days, or?
It's open most days. I'm not sure, but Tuesday's the day they're closed, but I wouldn't say for sure.
Okay. I'll check on that. And the library's right across?
No, the library's right, is right beside the municipal building, right by the firehouse. And
okay. Well, I will spend some time there.
I have tried to get into the library everything that I thought was important to the history of the town.
That's good.
I'm not a town historian. Sometimes I don't even agree with it.
Of course.
In fact, I know there was a bandstand in the air on the parking lot of the town. And I have Floyd Fuller documented that for me, that his father used to take the family in the lumber wagon, go down and listen to the concerts Sunday night or Saturday night or whenever, Sunday afternoon, whenever they had it, Sunday night probably. I can remember going down to my Aunt Lucy's and picture I showed you, and as a kid going out there, and I had to be real small. I'm surprised I remembered, but children remember things because their mind isn't cluttered with other non-essentials. But I can remember going out there, and I can plainly see a round building with a tapered roof at the top, as he did put on them. A railing going around it, rotted some, well, it didn't look too good, but there was a bandstand there, and around the base of it was a green lattice and steps going up to it. That's the picture that comes up.
Uh-huh.
That's 65 years old anyway.
Pretty good.
But that's as I remember it. I seem to be pretty much alone in remembering that, but Sterling Livingston lives out in Waitsfield. You might have met him.
Yeah.
He said his sister, or no, his cousin played in that band. And this David's son, William, he played the cornet in that band.
Is that right?
They tell about, I think it was Art Hartshorn. But anyway, he was wanting to practice his trumpet. And he made so much noise, his wife wouldn't let him stay in the house, so he went over across the brook and sat on a stone and practiced. But I can fancy, in one of those pictures that they have in the town hall, and maybe you've seen those they have in the town hall, they have enlargements of a lot of pictures in town.
Mm-hmm. And are some of those from your mother's collection?
I'm not sure if there are or not. But there was an itinerant photographer came through, and he did a lot of pictures in town. Most of those have a little number on them.
Uh-huh. What was the time frame?
About 1910, I guess. Something.
Uh-huh.
1900. Yeah, this is one of them, but one of that series.
Uh-huh.
But as you stand up on the back looking, but on the hill to the east, you're looking down through, and I fancy I can look through the trees and see that. But I can't see it well enough so that I can convince anybody else.
Uh-huh.
And Kit says she never remembers it.
Now, is she your age, or?
She's a little older than I am. She lived in the village.
Uh-huh.
I tried Ruth Greenslet. She's a little older. She doesn't remember. She lived up on the hill. I'd excuse her. But Floyd said that
Floyd did remember.
He did remember. His father used to take the family in the lumber wagon and go down and listen to it. And Sterling says his cousin played there, so. But that came almost getting by us. I did have I had the same trouble with the Skeeto they had here in Warren. But I got that, I got a picture of that. Judge Bragg, when he was a young fellow, picture him skiing down there.
How long ago was that?
I got a picture, aerial photos. They did several of them through here at the time. And it was built somewhere between 1939 and February 1940. Because I had an aerial photo. It was taken in 1939. I went to the Soil Conservation Service and got that. And you can't see it then, but a 42 flight, it does show.
And this was where? Where was this rope tow?
You know where Emma Ford's house is?
In town?
Yeah. Well, it's the north intersection.
Uh-huh.
It came down right behind that. It went from there up over the top of the hill.
I'll be darned.
And I remembered it. Remembered it well. That Drinkwine was the mechanic that ran it. Roy Long furnished the rope. He ran the store. The Warren Outing Club that was I guess that was organized by Charles Townsend and Bing Jones.
Were they local people?
Yeah. Charles Townsend, he was, he lived the first place up on the Lincoln Gap Road. Bing Jones, a mail carrier, he lived right there in the village. His son...
How did they happen to come get it going?
Well, they thought it would be a great thing. Well, I think Charlie Townsend was probably the instigator of it, but he talked the rest of them, and David McNeil over here. He had some kids growing up, and they thought it would be a good thing for the town. They were doing a good thing, and there were several around. I didn't get all the names that I...
Mm-hmm.
And...
Did you try it?
No, I was busy at the time. I didn't get involved in it. Farming was pretty much a full-time job for me. And you understand, back then, They didn't plow my road, so I didn't. If I had drove a car, I had to leave it down on the main road where they plowed. I even courted my wife on snowshoes.
All the way to Rutland?
No. She came here teaching school. And they, it happened a good many times in the country. A school teacher came into an area and they never left. You can name quite a number of this.
That's what they say in Ripton, too.
Rebecca Peetman's mother, she came up from Granville and taught school here. She stayed. Mary Ketchum, she came from Sudbury, came over here teaching school, and she never left. There's a lot of them. It's a common occurrence.